Hello.
Yeah.
Trent, how you doing?
You know, just living the life, man. Watching the Masters weekend.
It's Masters Sunday.
Masters Sunday. We need to speed this up so we can watch the final round.
Yeah, we put off podcasting until the very last day of the weekend on Masters Sunday. So
I honestly completely forgot about the podcast. Sorry, everybody.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I could never forget. But yeah, Masters Sunday, we've been watching every day. And Scottie Scheffler. I mean, not surprised. But what will be really interesting is to see if he can hold on to it today.
Yeah, he's been right at the top all week, really. So
he's so consistent. And he's so level-headed. Like, even yesterday when he was, like, he fucked up two holes in a row. And, yeah, like, it was really bad. He put, like, he composed himself. He didn't get too heated to where he just fell off. He regained his confidence. And he went to the next hole and
Eagled.
Like, yeah, come on. That is champion status right there.
Talk about it, babe.
You know who I hate in the golf world?
Who?
Well, Brooks Koepka won. But my second one, Bryson, that I hate, Bryson DeChambeau.
Why?
He just seems like a dick.
Yeah, he does. But
like, he gives off major
dick vibes. I think he's growing
vibes
on me a little bit.
What?
Brooks, no.
Is it because he stopped wearing his gay,
yeah,
hat? I mean, that was a little plus, but yeah, I still can't stand him.
Yep. Did you see him? He picked up that sign and was walking around. Or it was probably, yes, like in his way of his ball, so
that's,
he picked it up.
That's, yeah, what it said. I, yeah, saw it on Instagram, and it was like he moved it because it was in his shot or whatever. Yes. What was I going to say? Even Cameron Smith, like, I feel like all of the Liv guys just piss me off.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love you. Screw Liv.
Exactly. Like, I don't know why they're even allowed to compete. But
well, it's because it's not a PGA event. Was the reason why.
The Masters isn't?
It's not put on by PGA.
Hmm.
Put on by the Masters. Like,
oh,
Augusta,
it's like a
National,
separate,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's why.
Tiger Woods, he sucks.
Don't you ever say that.
It was really funny the other day. We were sitting here watching the Masters, and all of a sudden I was like, you know, Tiger Woods really isn't that good. And I made a TikTok because I was like, all of the girls who are like bored watching the Masters with their husbands or boyfriends or whatever, mm-hmm, they need to just say that randomly and get their guys' reactions, because I'm sure y'all would fight for Tiger.
Oh, yeah, no,
like,
doubt.
Because, yeah, he was great back in the day. He's just not up to,
well,
standard,
yeah, he's not,
these days.
He's not, like, healthy. He's older. But
how old is he?
48.
Okay.
Which, that's, like old.
In the golf
considering
world.
Considering Scottie's 27.
Right. Yeah.
And so, yeah.
So, Scottie's wife is uber pregnant.
Prego, my Lego.
And apparently he said if she went into labor, he would drop the tournament.
Fingers crossed.
Which, to me, that's a little crazy.
What if we turn it back on after this podcast and it's like, Scottie's withdrawn?
That would be insane.
I would probably not watch the Masters.
I feel like, okay, I can see a world where the wife was like, no, you play the tournament. Like, you would get us so much money.
Yeah.
We're not missing out on that. If,
yeah,
I go into labor, you finish and then you come.
But
I
think
feel
it's
like
him.
It's, yeah. I feel like it's Scottie who's
his
like, no, I'm not missing out on.
Yeah. But it's almost in comparison, if it were to happen, John Rahm, I think, I can't remember what tournament it was. Let's just say it wasn't a major tournament, but it was a, anyway, he was winning by like 6 strokes, uh-huh, back during COVID when they were testing for COVID.
Yeah.
And he tested positive for COVID. And it was Saturday, after the Saturday round,
mm-hmm,
the officials came up to him and was like, hey, you tested positive, you have to withdraw. And he,
wow,
was up by like 7 strokes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like so sucky.
Yeah. That's
like,
bad.
Seriously, the amount of money that Scottie's going to miss out on, even if he doesn't win, like, even if he's in the top, I don't know, 6 players, like,
oh, yeah,
he's
over
getting
$1 million,
so
probably,
much money.
Yeah.
So, like, if it were me, you stay there and you play until,
yeah,
you're done. I don't care what
that's
you
what
miss.
I was saying. It was like, most people, you understand, like, where his head's at, right? But, like, I'm not going to go to my job and make a couple hundred bucks I'll miss that.
Right.
But missing like $4 million?
And specifically the Masters. If it was any other tournament, I feel like I'd be like, oh, okay, whatever. Like, if you really want to skip out on it, whatever. But the Masters? Uh-uh. You stay there and you play.
Yeah.
How much difference is like the money pool for the Masters versus everything else?
I think there's a lot of tournaments now that have a lot big money pools because like the LIV stuff like made them like increase a lot of the purses for the tournaments because they were getting so much money and it was enticing to go play for LIV because they were playing for more money, less time away from your family, all this stuff. So now they upped a bunch of tournaments. I don't know how many, but there's like a lot more that are like $20 million purses instead of like 10, you know?
Yeah.
So more people are playing in them and there's more money to be won.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm worried about Morikawa. I think he might come up from behind.
Oh, yeah? And just give it to him from behind?
I'm really hopeful that Scotty can hold on to it. But, I mean, you would, like any other person, it's like inevitable that they're going to just fuck it up today. But Scotty's so consistent, like we said, so I feel like he could do it. But I don't know. It's a big day. I hope he slept good last night.
Oh, he probably did.
Fingers crossed. So I'm excited to watch.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Aren't the Masters people like at the tournament not allowed to have their phones?
I think so. You can have watches, but you can't text or
that's pretty talk cool on the because phone. I think it's stupid when people go to golf tournaments and like record every shot.
Yeah, it's like watch it, dude.
Like there's a when are you going to go back in your phone and watch those videos never. That you take? Same thing with concerts. Like when when are you ever going to go back and be like, oh, I need to listen to that one song I recorded at a concert or like, never. Oh, I need to go back and watch that one shot that so-and-so hit. Like, no, I don't understand people who do that.
I still have some of my phone that I haven't looked probably since I videoed them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So good for the Masters for
soak in the moment.
Exactly. I wonder how they do it, though. I feel like that's, like, really hard to do nowadays, taking people's phones away.
It's probably, like, part of the...
Yeah, there's just, like, no...
Like, we can kick you out if,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
or something. I don't know.
I've seen some pretty good Masters drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, people having parties or, like...
There's, like, traditional drinks from the Masters, like the azalea is one.
Like lemonade.
Because of the, oh, the flower. Azaleas. And it's lemonade, vodka, and grenadine.
Grenadine.
The red stuff.
Don't know. Got nothing. Grenadine.
And that sounds pretty fire. It might be a little sweet, but it sounds pretty good.
You know what's funny? Like, speaking of the azaleas, think you know the people that, are like, get the cameras from, like, behind the azaleas? Like, are they in the bushes? Like, what's the point? What are they doing? Like, get out of the bushes. Like, hey, Tom, go get in those bushes and take a video.
It's like the cameraman that they're like, you know, is not the best and just, oh, it's probably the rookies. Like, the first year cameraman.
Hey, go get in those bushes, bud.
Yeah.
We need some good shots of these azaleas with the Masters music playing.
Literally. That's so funny. I did come up with a good Halloween costume for our baby. Not this year because they'll be too tiny to do anything. But like next year,
like one or
when
two,
it's
yeah,
like
it'd be
legit
cute.
Their first Halloween, putting them in a Masters caddy uniform or
you
what's it
come
called
up with
kit.
But yeah,
so it's cute. Freaking cute. All the kids. What like is speed, the? Is it family round? What do they call
it's
that?
It's the par three.
Okay, that is so freaking cute.
Yeah.
The little kids running on the golf course in their little caddy with their names on the back. Oh, my God. So cute.
Cute. Yeah, it's cute.
And the one girl was snapping.
Oh, yeah. Bubba Watson.
She was putting like crazy.
She made one, right?
I don't think I've like ever seen anyone putt so good in my life.
She made one, right?
No. Did you not watch the whole video?
I watched the video of her making that long one.
Oh, she made every, like, there was a bunch of them that they showed.
Damn.
And she made every single one. And they were impressive putts.
Dang.
You need to watch that whole video because I was like, oh my God, this kid's insane.
Bubba Watson's kid snapping on him.
Yeah, so I definitely want to do that for a Halloween costume. And I feel like it would be easy to make.
Hey, just get a white jumpsuit.
Yeah, and then somehow like do the piece name of on paper. The back. We'll get Dee Dee to do her magic with the.
No, it's like a. You'd have to get like a piece of paper or something, just write it in green and like clothespin it to the back.
No.
We're not freaking getting something like a patch.
We're getting Dee Dee to do her, what you gonna call it? Where she puts words on shirts. That'd be so easy for her to do.
Yeah, it would be. But I think it's like a patch, though.
It doesn't matter. We're makeshift here.
Yeah.
DIY.
Exactly.
Literally.
I'm DIYing it.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Let me do it. Okay,
that's fine. You'll do it anyway.
So last week we left off, we were about to get Wingstop. Gross. So we need to give an update on how our Wingstop was.
Not very good.
What?
I didn't like it. I told you I didn't like it.
Like at all?
Like it just, no, I mean, it didn't really taste good to me. Like not at all, but like.
It hit the spot to me.
Like Buffalo Wild Wings is like probably 10 times better.
I really want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings to compare.
Like it just like. Was like,
I agree. Some of it was not good, but the hot honey rub, oh my God.
Yeah, that was good. And guys, the wings were way like less skimpy wings.
Well, whatever. I thought they were fine. Everyone right now, wherever you are, stop, drop, and go get yourself some hot honey wings from Wingstop.
I wouldn't say stop and drop, but.
I mean, it was so good. Like, it was the perfect amount of spice, perfect amount of sweet. It was so crispy, like it made the outer coating so just crispy and good. It was so
That was the best
good.
One, but the other ones just seemed like cheap ass wings.
Those were the best, and then we got two garlic parmesan chicken tenders. That was so good.
They weren't that good.
It was coated completely in the garlic parmesan. And oh my God, it was so good.
Best part was the ranch and all the other stuff kind of sucked.
The ranch, I don't know.
Fries sucked.
I don't know if it's crack. I don't know what is in that shit. But you can quite literally dunk your entire wing in that ranch and it's still not enough.
That's enough.
No.
Well, that's because the wings are so bad.
Okay.
It needs a lot of ranch.
No, hear me out. The ranch is so flavorful, but at the same time, you can still dunk it in the wings and still get the flavor from the wings. Like, it's the perfect amount of flavorness and cool ranch. Like, it is quite literally perfection.
It's a weird ranch, though. It's good. It's amazing. But it's like a vegetable ranch.
It's a wing ranch.
No,
a boneless wing ranch. A chicken tendy. Chicken nugget ranch.
Nuggy.
I would dip pizza in that for sure.
We did.
Did we? No, we didn't.
What did we dip in there?
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, yeah. Those were good.
So good. Wingstop Ranch is something else. The fries were very disappointing. They were mushy and I didn't think they were well seasoned, really.
They smelled good, though.
They smelled good.
What do you rank it overall?
Overall, 6.9.
Overall, 3.7.
What?
Out of 10.
Okay, we definitely need to do Buffalo Wild Wings.
We are. I'm never going to Wingstop ever again.
Okay, next weekend, can we go?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll do that. Do they have good ranch?
Hell yeah.
I doubt it.
We'll just go get a big tub from Wingstop and then go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
All I know is B-Dubs has great commercials. They're really killing it in the commercial
Box
department.
Out.
But yeah.
Double box out. Yep.
Did you see that Taylor and Travis were out and about at Coachella?
Nope.
They made an appearance at Coachella. That's a big deal because Coachella is like a very crazy concert with a ton of people.
But I'm sure they were in like a...
No, they like walked through the crowd.
With like security surrounding them?
I mean, probably, but...
Oh, definitely.
It wasn't noticeable, you know? Like, wasn't like, oh my God, that's Taylor and Travis walking around with...
Well, I bet it was.
Major security. Didn't look like it from the pictures. She was wearing a New Heights hat.
Ooh.
And he was wearing a Happy Gilmore hat.
which I am very excited. Jenny has never seen Happy Gilmore, and we're going to watch it. And I'm very excited for that because Happy Gilmore is a classic.
So do you think I'm going to think it's funny or like stupid funny? Like, am I going to be like, this is stupid? Because it's like that funny that it's like stupid.
It's not very stupid. I don't know. I'm
curious. How would you rank it compared to Big Daddy?
It's up there. It's just, it's funny. Like, it's.
And what's it about? Golf?
Yeah, golf. So you'll he's like a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like needs to make money. So he enters these golf tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
And he can like really hit the ball. And he struggles with a lot of part of his game because he's a hockey player.
Yeah.
He putts like a hockey stick and stuff. It's pretty funny. But you'll see. So his grandma, I think, is losing his house, her house. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get too much into it. So he's trying to get money to pay for the house or buy the house and all this stuff. So
interesting.
It's a good story.
I'm excited to watch it. It's on Netflix, right? Or Hulu?
Hulu.
Okay, good. As long as we don't have to pay for it. That's not. I hate when they do that. Like, why can't we make all movies accessible on these streaming apps? That's what they're for. Why do they make it so that you go to these streaming apps and then you have to pay $3.99 for a movie you want to watch? No, I'm spending money monthly for this streaming app. So $3.99.
But that's only Amazon.
No, I feel like it's all of them. No. All of them have that. If it's like a premium movie. Like, no, I'm already spending too much money each month. Let me watch the damn movies that I want to watch. That's what I have to say to the streaming apps. And that's on that.
Yeah, so we'll update you next week on Happy Gilmore. I think she's really going to like it.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm drinking a delicious non-alcoholic rosé. I finally found one.
It's delicious?
It's the best non-alcoholic wine.
Is it like
non-alcoholic wine I've tried?
Like comparing like to the actual taste of wine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it definitely gives me the rosé effect.
Okay.
Well, not the effect, the taste. Not the effect. I do not get tipsy from drinking this wine.
Good.
But it is delicious. It's hitting the spot. I don't know the brand, so sorry.
Oh, it was like almost 100%, something like that.
No, that wasn't the brand, though.
That's just on the bottle?
Yeah. I got it from Total Wine, which I saw a video yesterday.
Yeah.
That Total Wine has chilling stations where if you get something like your beer, say that's on the aisle and it's not in the fridge, mm-hmm. you can put it in this like chilled water and it takes like 5 minutes for it to be fully chilled.
Really?
And I've never seen that at our Total Wine. So I wonder if it's like specific locations that have it, but that's like genius.
That is.
Like even a big bottle of like vodka that you get, like a handle of Tito's, you could throw it in there and
so
chill
like if
it.
You're picking it up on the way to a party or something. Yeah. That's cool.
So genius. Whoever thought of that. It's good job.
It's just a freaking blast chiller.
I know. So smart.
Yuck.
And we need recommendations for deep freezers. So if anyone has any out there.
Yeah. Shoot us a DM with a link.
With a wink.
Link.
Oh, I thought you said wink. I was like, why?
With a link.
Yeah, we're in the market for a deep freezer. So hit us up.
HMU. Hit me up.
Speaking of deep freezers, we worked a lot on the nursery.
Oh, yeah. What does that have to do with a deep freezer?
I have no idea. I guess my thought was like, we're going to use the deep freezer for like breast milk and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then that made me think of baby and the nursery. So
yeah, so
that.
We did. We got crib, dresser, and a chair now.
Yes, we got the most beautiful, perfect, comfiest chair ever. I'm so obsessed with our chair.
And I highly recommend because this chair was the easiest thing to put together in the world.
Yes.
Shout out to whatever company
I
that
think
is.
It was Wayfair.
Because
which is shocking, because most Wayfair stuff is a nightmare.
Yeah,
but
was
this
very
chair,
easy.
What was it? Four pieces.
Four pieces,
and there was no screws,
no
bolts,
screws.
Anything. It was you slide it on, it clicks, and you're good. It
and
was
boom,
incredible.
There goes your chair.
Exactly. And the it reclines and it swivels and it rocks. So it does all of the things in one.
Yeah.
And it's so comfy when you recline it back.
Oh, man.
Did you think it was the perfect like length for you? Like, were you comfortable laying?
Yeah. It's fine. Good. My feet hang off, but that's kind of how it's supposed to be. So.
Yeah. I mean, some of them are like really short, shorter than that. Yeah. So
no, that's perfect.
I think we
that's
got
perfect.
A good length one. But the fabric on it is like, I don't know how to pronounce this word, but I think it's buccal.
Buccal?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's like the texture like that has like,
fuzzies.
Yeah. Fuzzies kind of. I don't know. But it is so gorgeous, so comfy, and I cannot wait to have a baby on me.
And rock-a-bye, baby.
And snooze in that chair.
Yeah.
So it's coming together. We're starting to get measurements for the accent wall.
Oh, that's going to look awesome whenever we're finished.
I know. It's grind time on that room.
Not quite, but, you know, we still got 5 months.
True, but it's coming together.
Yeah.
Slowly, and it's starting to look so cute, and I can't wait to see it all finished. It's really going to be such a relaxing, cozy room.
Yeah.
And it's so different from the rest of our house, which I love.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of our house is more like gray, black, modern, whatever. Mm-hmm. And this room is just more like...
I think it's still modern, tanned. Though.
Yeah, modernish.
Because the accent wall with the wood, that's modernish.
I feel like the accent wall that we're choosing is very old school.
Really?
Yeah, because it has like a chair rail. Like, that's old school.
But it's not really is that called a chair rail?
I mean, it goes up to where a chair rail would be.
But it's way higher.
Sure. I don't know. I think it's kind of throwback, the accent wall that we're doing.
Okay.
But anyway, the color scheme and everything is just very different from the rest of our house. So I feel like it's a good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, I love the feeling of that room so far.
Nice and cozy.
Yeah. And that's exactly what you want for a little baby.
Whenever the baby grows up, we're just going to transition. It's going to be like a relaxation room.
That'd be nice. We're going to need it. speaking of baby is the size of a dill pickle today.
I like pickles.
Me too. I could go for some fried pickles right now with some Wingstop ranch.
That's what the ranch tastes like to me. Like a fried pickle ranch.
There you go.
There you have it, folks. Wingstop doesn't have wing ranch.
Now I really want fried pickles. Ugh, what's so frustrating about being pregnant is if someone just says randomly a food, then I like immediately want it.
Olives.
Okay, no. That is not happening.
Damn it.
It depends on the food, but like most of the time I'm like, oh my God, that sounds so good and I want it right now.
Ooh, yeah.
And I never get it because...
That's a lot.
I mean, are you going to go get me dill pickles? I doubt it.
We have dill pickles.
I mean, fried pickles.
We could probably make them. Let's make some.
We don't have anything to batter it with.
Flour.
I'm pretty sure you have to put other shit on it.
Crumbs.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Yeah.
I don't know what goes into a fried pickle, but I don't think we have the ingredients. Unfortunately.
A pickle, one.
Yeah, sounds good. I've been doing great, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
I definitely am feeling a little bit bigger this week.
You look amazing.
I seriously do. Like, every night, I feel like something grows. And I wake up and something's different.
It is, probably.
And this week, it was my boobies. My boobies grew probably a whole size.
Woo!
So, that's that. But yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I noticed that I had to slow down a little bit in my workouts this week.
Yeah.
Which I haven't up till this point, which is nice. But yeah, I think it's just because I'm starting to get like a little bigger that I'm like, my body can't keep up.
That's normal, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, definitely. But yeah, so we'll see. I feel like here soon, I'm going to like pop. Like, it's officially going to be like not just a fatso bump and like a legit bump.
Like, start growing out
more.
Yeah. Oh, we did. No, we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, it's going to all of a sudden just kind of be like boom.
Yeah. Boom. There goes your bump. What were you going to say?
Just say we did finished the paver job.
Yes, we did.
Did the paver job. We put some nice decorative rock around it. And it looks amazing.
Love it. Yeah. Good job. You did great.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, our house is coming together. The main projects that we wanted to do are all done, right?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Like the outdoor projects, yeah. Like the screened in porch.
We moved in when? September?
Yeah.
And all of our projects are done. Look at us go.
Accent wall, this screened in porch, pavers along the side of the...
Perfect timing for the nursery.
Yeah. Now we can take a chilled pill on the exterior for a while.
Yeah, for sure. I just love our house. It's perfect.
Yeah.
And we're going to have visitors come soon.
This week?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of visitors coming. This week, Trent's dad is stopping by for like a random weekday trip.
We're going to the Braves game. Woo! Super excited.
Which is like on Wednesday at like what?
1 o'clock.
Yeah. So random. But tickets were cheap, right?
Yeah. It was about $100 for two, which is pretty good, probably. Yeah.
So he's flying down
Tuesday
for that Braves game. And then, not the next week, but one of the following weeks.
3 weeks, I think.
We've got Cody.
3 weekends,
Katie,
yeah.
Lexi, and a special guest coming.
Yeah.
So, we've got lots of things coming up. I feel like we're going to be busy. And then we've got the beach trip.
That's why I am stressing. I'm not really stressing, but there's just a lot of stuff going on. And
I'm traveling.
Want to find a freaking couple weekends to relax.
I'm traveling soon to go see my sister.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at all of the baby stuff that she has, which is going to be so overwhelming, but so nice because I'm going to get a ton of hand-me-downs, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
So that's exciting. Yesterday, we got to talk about our exciting day yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So exciting.
We got up hella early for Saturday.
Hated it, but you know.
We set our alarm for 6:30.
Yeah.
And we got up and we went straight to breakfast. We went to the Toasted Yolk, which is like in this nice area by the waterway. It's called East Shore. We've talked about East Shore on here before, but we got breakfast right when they opened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was so good.
It was good. It was delicious.
We got blueberry pancakes and then we got this like Arnold Southern...
Chicken,
which was
Benedict? Delicious.
It was a Benedict, right? So it had the bottom was a biscuit, and then it had fried chicken, then it had a poached egg, and then it had Southern gravy.
Ooh.
And it was so freaking good.
And then cheese grits.
Yeah.
Which Trent were delicious.
Randomly picked cheesy grits, which I thought were disgusting, but
they were good.
We brought Bogey, and then right after we finished, we went on this long walk around East Shore. It was beautiful, gorgeous day.
Gorgeous day.
And then it was so sunny out, we got to go sit by my parents' pool.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a good tan.
Yeah, you did.
I got a good start to a tan, which makes me so happy because I've been just so pale.
Me too. Screw it.
There's nothing that, like, a good tan can't fix.
Some. Yeah.
Like, it boosts your confidence so much.
Yeah. I don't really care, though.
Yeah, well, I a little bit got sunburn. Not as bad as I thought, though. So, go me. Sunscreen for the win.
Sunscreen for the win.
Bogey had his first swim in the pool.
First couple swims.
Yep. It's starting to get hot. It's about to be swim o'clock.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's a little too cold right now. But
yeah, the pool is definitely too cold.
I think if you really were like really hot, then you could suck it up and get in there.
Yeah.
But it would be cold.
We'll see. Maybe by the time that Katie and Lexi come, we could maybe get in the pool. It might still be too cold, but we'll definitely tan by the pool. That'll be fun. But we're coming up to our 1 year anniversary.
Wow.
That's crazy because it feels like it's been 5 years. We had like such a big year between us getting married, bought a house, having a kid. got pregnant.
Let it ride.
It's like all the major things, like all in 1 year.
This so it feels is like it's how been we 10 years. Do it.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're getting.
Exciting. A lot of exciting stuff coming up.
What are we going to do for our 1 year anniversary?
Hang out with my family.
Yeah, that's the weekend that they're coming. That'll be fun. Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, my brain.
I know what we're not going to do. Go to a Mexican restaurant.
Well, we're going to bring the Mexican restaurant to our house.
Yeah. Except it's depressing that I can't have a margarita. Womp, womp.
Yeah, womp. It's tough.
I feel like I'm definitely, like, once I pop this baby out, like, definitely going to want wine. But I feel like the second thing I'm going to want.
Margarita.
Mimosas.
We're going to have a bunch of weekends. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Mimosas sound really good. And margarita. Now that it's getting warmer, a frozen margarita, yeah.
Alcohol. How about that? That
sounds fire. But big things coming up.
Big things coming up.
We got to talk about The Office.
Oh, yeah.
We are now on like season 3, episode
yeah, I think season 3,
15
yeah.
or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we got to the point where Pam is no longer with Roy.
Yeah. Well, that's been a while.
Jim confessed his love for Pam. Pam.
That was like 10
Pam
episodes
got scared.
Ago.
I know, but we weren't there yet.
Oh. We're catching up.
And then Jim left the company. Well, he went to the other branch. And now
he's back.
The branches have merged. So we're at that point where they introduced Andy. Jim Andy's and Pam still aren't together. Karen is in the mix. Jim's with Karen right now. Actually, they just broke it off.
Did they?
The last episode. Yeah, because she was like, do you still have feelings for her? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the end of the last episode. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, you laugh so hard. I don't understand how you don't, like, love the show.
I don't know.
Like, it seems like you really are into it.
Compared to, like, Friends, I don't think it's as funny as Friends.
Well, it's fine. I mean, I don't think so either, but I still think it's really a great show.
It's pretty good.
And it's really funny.
It's funny. It's, like, crazy what they got away with. I don't know if we talked about it last week, but this is racist and, like,
yeah,
sexist and, like, all kind of stuff that would not fly now.
So funny.
And it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. But were you shocked about the Pam and Jim kiss?
No.
You weren't?
Mm-mm.
Do you, like, what are your predictions right now?
I think I said that they weren't going to get together the last time, right?
Yeah.
And I was right for now. I don't know.
What are your predictions moving forward? Right now, as it stands, Jim is not with Karen, and Pam is single.
Jim's single?
Is he's not said? With Karen. He said
I think
he's
maybe
still into Pam.
Pam gets back with Roy.
Interesting.
Maybe. And Angela gets pregnant with Dwight's baby.
Maybe.
I think you ruined that. I think you know.
No, I honestly can't remember. I only said that because she was crying and she seemed emotional, but that was just because Dwight left the office.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's pregnant right now. She could get pregnant in the future. I seriously don't remember. If I had to guess, I think she would.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody's seen it before.
I promise I don't remember. It was so long ago. But we just got to the part where Michael goes on a trip to Jamaica with Jan. And that episode with the picture that came out was so funny.
It's funny. It's funny.
It's been some pretty funny episodes, even with like the new branch and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's crazy how they still made it like very interesting and entertaining and funny.
Who's your sleeper pick for like your favorite? Like not one of the main people, but like.
All I'll say is Andy, the person that you hate, he's going to be a big character.
All right. Shh. I think Kevin's hilarious.
Yeah, Kevin's really funny.
He just has that shit-eating grin.
Yeah.
Whenever he says something like either perverted or mm-hmm. like.
Do you think Toby's funny?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's not funny, but like they always blame stuff on him, so that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael like hates him.
Gosh, Toby.
I've been enjoying watching The Office again. It's just such an easy show to watch because it's 20 minutes and
yeah.
It's funny. It's lighthearted. It's a good show.
It's a good show. Watch it if you haven't. I'm sure everybody's watched it. But
oh, the Golden Bachelor people broke up.
Good.
That was shocking.
Why?
I feel like that show is just going to, like, the first season was so freaking popular. And now, like, they're canceling.
How old was that guy?
70-something.
Yeah, so that's a little ridiculous, I think.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like you've had it your whole life.
And then he was married and his wife died of cancer or something.
Well, I know. But he's 70. I think it's a little late to be.
Really?
Maybe not, but like.
I think the whole concept of the show is beautiful. I think it's a great, great show. But the fact that the very first season, these two people got married on the show. They were that in love that they decided to actually get married, not just engaged. And then 3 months later, they get a divorce. Like, that is that's tarnishing Golden Bachelor's reputation already. And it's only season one.
Well, that's like.
Like, they should have stuck it out. Like, I'm sorry. They should have stayed together.
Oh, yeah.
Suck it up.
Obviously. But I just don't. Yeah. I don't know. And I think they're old. Like, I think the younger people, they just have, like, they have time to kind of work it out or, like, get used to the other person's, like, ways and, like, are more willing to change some of the younger people. But the older people, if they've been living for 70 years, so they're so, like, stuck in their ways. So that's,
My thoughts would be that an older person like that would be more mature to know exactly what they're looking for and exactly what they don't want. So that they wouldn't have to get a divorce from someone. Like, if a person that old is getting married, I would think they are so darn sure about this person because they've gone through so much life of knowing what they do and what they don't want.
But the bottom line is, it's not long enough.
What?
Like, to get to know somebody. It's not long enough.
I think it's enough time it's worked out in the past.
For marriage?
Yeah, like, people from the show have lasted long, long time.
One out of 30?
I don't know. I feel like they shouldn't have gotten married if they weren't 100% sure. So the fact that they did get married makes me think they were 100% sure. And I don't know. I'm just annoyed at the whole thing. I think it's stupid. And now they're canceling Bachelor in Paradise. And they're just going to do Golden Bachelor. And I think they're wrong for doing that because.
Especially now.
Yeah, especially now. That bit them in the ass hard. Sucks for them. So
now there's not going to be Bachelor in Paradise or Going Bachelor. Thank God.
OJ died.
Nice. He did it.
I really need to rewatch that documentary
because
I don't remember really anything about it. Like, I can't remember if I thought he did it or not. So I need to rewatch it.
Like, I think everything says, like, even on there, like, he did it. And, like, everybody was so surprised that he didn't.
So was it because he had Kardashian as his lawyer that, like.
That wasn't. No, I mean, the biggest thing was the glove.
So because it didn't fit or whatever?
Didn't fit, yeah. Which.
But, like, it did fit.
No, it didn't fit him.
Like, at all.
Yeah. Like, so that was, like, one of the biggest things, I think. I mean, somebody that was, like. Probably watched it on TV, probably knows everything more about it, like our parents probably, but
yeah.
No, the glove, like, it was apparently the glove, and I don't know really what happened, but it, like, he couldn't get his hand in it, so, like,
maybe they, like, made him
shrunk it,
or they either shrunk the glove, or maybe they made him eat, like, a bunch of salty things so that his hands would get swollen?
Maybe. But, it, like, from what I remember, the glove looked like it was, like, shriveled up. Like, it was, like, set out in the sun for too long or something.
Oh.
And it was just, like, small. Or it just wasn't the same glove. So I don't know.
Sounds fishy to me.
Yeah.
I think he did it.
No, he did it for sure.
Based on that, guilty.
Yes. But so, OJ, you know, but he died of cancer.
Yeah. Rip.
I wouldn't really even say rest in peace.
I would say rip.
He did it. Rest in
lowercase
chaos.
Lowercase rip. Rip. I just think it's so disrespectful for when people just say rip to people who die. So for
I've never
him,
heard that.
What? You haven't?
No, I've heard RIP, but I haven't heard rip.
I mean, that's what I mean. But I'm just saying it. RIP spells rip.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's disrespectful when people just say RIP when people die. So for him, I'm going to say lowercase RIP. Rip. Peace out.
A down. Oh, I don't think it's disrespectful.
I just think it's stupid.
I think it's lazy, yeah.
Yeah. Like lazy and just, you don't really care. That's what it makes me think.
Did you see a lot of people were reaching out to Khloe Kardashian and condolences?
Yeah. Because
they thought that he's maybe the dad from her dad.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know that. All of that confuses me. I don't know that whole family's.
I mean, it's just a rumor, probably.
I don't know. It's confusing. Oh, we're planning our baby shower.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
It's coming up.
Coming up in about 4 months.
Right around the corner. We better get party planning committee is ready.
Yeah. Duh.
It's like it's next week.
It's exciting. I'm excited for it. Should be a fun time.
Fun times, fun times, fun times.
All right. Time for the Masters.
Time for the Masters. Prediction. Go.
I don't want to predict. I don't want to because I don't want to jinx it. I don't want to say anything. Don't say anything because you're going to jinx it.
Okay. All right.
Because you are so bad at betting.
I'm rooting for Scotty. Not saying that he's going to win.
Yeah, but I'm rooting for Scotty too.
And a dark horse is going to be, I'm going to say, Oberg. He's minus.
Is Homa
he's
still
minus
in the top?
Four right now. He's minus five, so he's there too. Homa too. He's playing good, so we'll see. It's gonna be cool.
Go, Scotty!
Yeah.
Have a great week. We'll talk to you next time.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.